All right, still copying over the air, 5x5. Sorry, did I double with someone? You say that again, Tom? Yeah, no, I didn't. I did not hear. I had the SDR up there on Utah 4, and then I cranked my receiver up, and you were just barely under the noise there at a 5. So my best copy is Utah. All right. And we're just going to have to be a little bit casual here and not too repetitive. That can get irritating. And say that, JD, how are you copying still down in Hideaway there? KG5PXO, VA7RA. Okay, 55. Once again, I got you in the SDR best. The path between us has not been the best lately. And just the nature of the beast. But yeah, very good. So all I can say is on my end up here today, I've been a bad boy, really. I haven't been able to get the doctor to get back to me. I've left messages a couple of times, and I want to let him know how well I'm doing. And I am a month now since surgery. And you're supposed to kind of have their permission to go before you go driving. But I was out of everything. My son Bruce's Rovers have got a broken ignition. And he's waiting on parts. It's, not easy to get parts for some of these older Rovers. And so he's stranded at the marina. My other son is very busy on Shogun. He and his wife are both on set with a movie shoot called Shogun, Japanese season 2 shooting here. So I was left with needing to get some grub in. So you know what? I said, I have perfect mobility. So I just went out and took the car and went to the grocery store, pushed the cart around for half an hour, got everything I needed, and got back home. And worked beautifully. Then last night, I discovered that, yeah, we have a monthly meeting at the Legion. And fortunately, I went because they were very shy of attendees for a quorum. So I went down in support of the Legion. I stayed behind and met with Aaron, my dear friend, who's military captain and in charge of SIGs for the reserve unit here in the West Coast. So, and he got my old linear that I used to have, the SGC cube or whatever. He's sold that. He had it, and he sold it to my friend Tony. So there you go. So that's a bunch of stuff going on up here in British Columbia. And I'm just staying active. So tonight I will go and drive myself to the club and operate the 80-meter net from over there. Ian is busy with FIFA, getting set up with the old IT aspects of FIFA coming to town this year. And Phil, my technician buddy Phil, is also on set. All these guys are film people, and when they're shooting, it leaves us guys who are retired on our own. So I'll go and run the club over there myself tonight, set up all the lighting and get set up, and Ian will remote in and do all the connectivity for me and making sure I got all the buttons in the right place because I'm capable of getting them in the wrong place. Well, that's my story. I'm just eating up a little bit of airtime here, guys. KG5PXO, go ahead and give me a little spiel, over. not quite that adventurous, JD, but definitely the car works just fine. And I have physio. I'm on the waiting list for physio. The hospital said when I talked to them on Monday, I could be 2 weeks before I get into them and get a clearance from physio department. So, I mean, really, I'm not going to sit around here for a month and a half, 2 months, waiting on the medical system to get me going. I know what my body can do. Go ahead, JD. Kilo Zero TAS, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha, go ahead. Oh, yeah, very good. This is Net Control for the Amateur Radio Missionary Net. My name is Roland, Romeo Oscar Lima, Alpha November Delta. And I'm in southern British Columbia, and I got you 5x5 up here on the cubicle quad, over. Oh, no problem. Glad to hear you there. We're at the bottom of the list here. Let's confirm some stuff, though, first before you go. Is it Kilo Zero Tango Alpha Sierra, over?
Negative. Kilo Zero Papa Alpha Sierra.
Oh, there. Phonetics make all the difference. And what's your name and location, over?
Hotel in Lima, located near Rapid, Iowa.
Okay, Cedar Rapids, Phil. Thank you there, Phil, for getting in here and helping us hold the frequency open, really is what you're doing right now. Yeah, we will be definitely handing it off to you there in about 20 minutes. But, yeah, good stuff. You've been in, and checked with us before. So, you know what our net's all about, over.
Yes, Danny, appreciate the help. We'll get off the frequency. Hope you guys have a good net. K0PS, we're clear, standing by.
All right, 7399, Phil. All right, let's go back to JD there. Any final words, JD, over? Okay, JD, are you signing off? Are you taking QRT over? Okay, very good, JD. 7399, you and Bonnie Jean. And not to forget George, over. Very good, okay. Clear with you then, KG5PXO in Hideaway. The check-in, go ahead.
Good morning. KLKF.
Okay.
And we're sure we'll be doing the green on this morning. Looking at Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Mark. Can you stand by for I wrap up with New Mexico, over? All right, very good. Harold, thank you for getting in this morning and sharing Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. Amen. 7-3s and 99 to you and Carolyn, over. All right, and they continue, Harold. All right, Mark, there in California. Go ahead, Mark, and take a turn, over.